Saram, dear listeners, till now you have listened to the live Telugu broadcast, Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesh Jari, hosted by Brother Sai Prasad. And it's now time for us to go to the next segment, that is the Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. And today we have a small digression from the ongoing Aruna Prashna Mantram. Today we shall try to learn a small mantram which is a part of the Mahanarayana Upanishad, which is further a part of the Yajurveda. And without wasting much time, we shall start with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantram. Om Ganana Antva Ganapati Gumhava Mahe Kavim Kavinamupamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrunvannoti Vissedasadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vaje Bhirvajinivati Dhinama Vitriyavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. The among all the Upanishads, this Mahanarayana Upanishad has acclaimed a noble place because it covers many topics of common interest and utility, and it also adds to the religious distinction, and it is a contribution for many other things regarding the leading of life in a spiritual way. So today we shall pick up one such mantram which is a part of this Mahanarayana Upanishad, which is called the Durva Suktam. This Suktam is in praise of a Durva grass. It could be the kind of a brush to use to wash the dirt, but it is divinity again in the context of religious bath or such religious observances. Durva is a variety of grass which has the quality to cleanse when rubbed to the body with that. In the bath, Durva serves like the brush and the mud, Mruttika like the soap, and of course water to cleanse both. So the bath or snana is a composite unit of water, Mruttika and Durva grass. Then only the bath is hygienic and complete according to the implication of the Vedas. So we shall start learning the mantram as such. I shall chant the mantram 2 times. Please try to follow the mantram. Sahasra Parama Devi. Sahasra Parama Devi. Shatamola Shatankura. Shatamola Shatankura. Sahasra Parama Devi. Shatamola Shatankura. Sahasra Parama Devi. Shatamola Shatankura. Sarvagum Haratu Me Papam. Sarvagum Haratu Me Papam. Durvadusva Pranashani. Durvadusva Pranashani. Sarvagum Haratu Me Papam. Durvadusva Pranashani. Sarvagum Haratu Me Papam. Durvadusva Pranashani. Now we shall try to chant these 2 mantras together, these 2 lines together. Each together we shall chant 2 times. Sahasra Parama Devi Shatamola Shatankura. Sarvagum Haratu Me Papam. Durvadusva Pranashani. Sahasra Parama Devi Shatamola Shatankura. sarvagum harato me papam durvadasva pranashani. Now we shall try to understand the overall meaning of these two lines of the Durva Suktam. May Durva, who represents the divine spirit, who is superior to 1,000 purifying agencies, who has innumerable nodes and sprouts, and who destroys the evil effects of evil dreams, remove all my impurities, is what these first two lines tell us. In the previous mantras of the Yajurvedam, where, for example, when we take the Rudram, it tells about the variety of things in the creation, the unity in diversity that exists in the universe. The Rudra Sukta salutes among scores of other things like trees, plants and grass beds as the visible form of Lord Rudra. And by association, some of the flora have acquired particular religious importance in the Hindu spirituality. Durva is a variety of pertinaciously growing beautiful grass, the shoots of which are used in various purificatory religious acts in the faith that they have unseen effect in imparting to worshippers holiness and inner purity. When we go a little deeper into the meaning of these two lines, the religious pattern of individual life worked out by scriptures spreads throughout the texture of the waking life of a spiritual man. A Brahmana who lives according to the rules of the scriptures eliminates impulsive actions as far as possible and tries to approximate every act of his life to the form prescribed in the scriptures. From the moment he awakes from sleep in the last watch of night till he goes to bed late at night, every hour of his life is programmed for the performance of religious duties. As Swami beautifully tells us, to start the day with prayer, fill the day with prayer, and end the day with prayer, as is seen in all Sachisai institutions, Swami has encouraged all of us to get up early in the morning and start the day with prayer to the Lord, waking up the Lord with Suprabhatam and Omkaram. And then, while partaking of our food, we shall offer the Brahmarpanam prayer. And the most important thing, as soon as we get up in the morning, we look into our hands, into our palms, and chant Karagre Vasate Lakshmi. And then while getting down the bed, we prostrate to Mother Earth and praying to her to hold us one more day of our lives. So worship of God is the pivot on which all his other actions turn. So his creaturely needs are fulfilled in such a way that a religious impress is put upon them by the repetition of certain mantras and adherence in a fixed pattern. Thus the mode of his leaving the bed, object of his first sight, attending to the personal needs, his ablution, time, manner, material, place and preparation of food, movement and rest of his body and utterance of his speech, all are governed by the scriptural rules. These are given in the Dharma Shastra texts at length. So, one such mantram is this Durva Suktam, in which the Durva grass is used to cleanse our body. Swami very well tells us that once when somebody asked Swami, "Swami, what is the way of doing tapas?" And Swami replied to those students that if you follow the time schedule fixed by Swami himself of the hostel, you need not do any other penance. Because every act done in the hostel is done with a feeling of worship to the Lord and to please the Lord. Every act is a form of worship to us. So we'll go to the next lines.
Yashatena pratanoshi sahasrena kandaat 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 prarohanti prarohanti parushah parushah pare parushah parushah pare kandaat kandaat prarohanti parushah parushah pare kandaat kandaat prarohanti parushah parushah pare evano durve evano durve pratano pratano sahasrena shatena cha sahasrena shatena cha evano durve pratano sahasrena shatena cha evano durve pratano sahasrena shatena cha.
Now we'll try to chant these two lines together twice.
Kandaat kandaat prarohanti parushah parushah pari evano durve pratanu sahasrena shatena cha kandaat kandaat prarohanti parushah parushah pari evano durve pratanu sahasrena shatena cha.
In this, it's explained that, O Durva, just as thou growest farther and farther, multiplying at every node, putting forth roots and fresh stalks, so also help us to grow in progeny by hundreds and thousands. The ancients who lived in an agrarian society, close to nature, in a sparsely populated country, valued growth of family in successive generations. They shuddered at the thought of the break of a lineage and the extinction of the social heritage transmitted through it. These families envied, as it were, Durva, which gradually spread by the extension of its stock in all directions. The next lines go thus.
Yashatena, yashatena, pratanoshi sahasrena, pratanoshi sahasrena, virohasi, virohasi, yashatena pratanoshi sahasrena virohasi, yashatena pratanoshi sahasrena virohasi, tasyaaste, tasyaaste, deveshtake, deveshtake, tasyaaste deveshtake, tasyaaste deveshtake, vidhe mahavisha vayam, vidhe mahavisha vayam, tasyaaste deveshtake, vidhe mahavisha vayam, tasyaaste deveshtake, vidhe mahavisha vayam.
We'll chant these two lines together two times.
Yashatena pratanoshi sahasrena virohasi tasya aste deveshtake vidhe mahavishavayam yashatena pratanoshi sahasrena virohasi tasya aste deveshtake vidhe mahavishavayam.
This means that, O Devi, O Goddess, worshipped by your devotees, may we worship thee with oblations. Thou who multipliest thyself by hundreds and growest in thousands, we worship you thus. Next line.
Ashvakrante rathakrante. Ashvakrante rathakrante. Vishnukrante vasundhara. Vishnukrante vasundhara. Ashvakrante rathakrante. Vishnukrante vasundhara. Ashvakrante rathakrante. Vishnukrante vasundhara. Shirasadharayishyami. Shirasadharayishyami. Rakshasvamaam pade pade. Rakshasvamaam pade pade. Shirasadharayishyami rakshasvamaam pade pade. Shirasadharayishyami rakshasvamaam pade pade.
Now we'll chant these two lines together from Ashvakrante Rathakrante.
Ashvakrante Rathakrante. Vishnukrante vasundhara. Shirasadharayishyami rakshasvamaam pade pade. Ashvakrante rathakrante. Vishnukrante vasundhara. Shirasadharayishyami rakshasvamaam pade pade.
Ashvakrante, traversed by a horse. Rathakrante, traversed by a chariot. Vishnukrante, traversed by Vishnu. Vasundhara, O earth. Shirasa, on head. Dharayishyami, shall take hold. Maam, me, pade pade, at every step. Rakshasva, and protect. We pray, O earth, that it is traversed by a horse, a chariot and Vishnu. I shall keep thee on my head. Protect me at every step. In this case, in the Durva Suktam, it is explained that a sacrificial ground is made holy by taking a horse over it to indicate the sacredness of the earth. The word Ashvakranta is used. So also, it is believed that the earth is purified by the wheel of a chariot. In the incarnation of Trivikrama, Vishnu placed one foot on the earth and paced heaven. The earth is made sacred in that way also. The earth, having these associations for holiness, is considered particularly holy. What wonder if man is struck by feelings of reverence when he remembers the earth, which is his support and source of nourishment. Therefore, as a symbolic act of self-purification, the religious man places a little earth on his head, a little mud, muttering this mantra over it, when he is about to take his morning bath. Some texts read Vasundhare for Vasundhara, which makes it easy to construe with the preceding vocatives. In the second half, Sirsha Dharati Devi appears to be the older reading accepted by both texts. So now we shall try to learn the entire chant the entire Durva Suktam together, starting from Sahasra Paramadevi. We'll chant the Samhita Patam, all lines once.
Sahasra Paramadevi Shatamola Shatankura Sarvagum Haratume Papam Durvadusvapranashani Kandaat Kandaat Prarohanti Parushap Parushappari Evano Durve Pratanu Sahasrena Shatena Cha Ya Shatena Pratanoshi Sahasrena Virohasi Tasya Aste Devishtake Vidhe Mahavishavayam Ashvakrante Rathakrante Vishnukrante Vasundhara Shirasadharayishyami Rakshasvamam Pade Pade.
We shall wind up this session with the Kshama Prarthana Mantram. For today, we have learnt this small mantram, which is an extract from the Mahanarayana Upanishad of the Yajurvedam, the Durva Suktam.
Yadakshara padabhrashtam matra hinantu yadbhavet tatsarvam kshamyatam deva narayana mostute visargabindu matrani padapadaksharani cha nyunani cha tiriktani kshamasvasa ishvara aparadha sahasrani kriyante harnishanmaya dasoyamiti mamatva kshamasvasa ishvara anyadhasharanam naste tvameva sharanam mama tasmat karunya bhavena raksha raksha saishvara harihi om tat sat sri saishvara arpanamastu.
With this we come to an end to this week's Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. In the coming class we shall continue with the Aruna Prashnam with Praveena sir back with us. From a few moments from now you will be listening to the live broadcast from the Sai Kulwant Hall of the Vedam and the Bhajan program. And please stay tuned to Radio Sai Asia stream. After the Bhajans, you will be listening to the Radio Sai Bhajan classroom hosted by Brother Bishu. Sai Ram, happy listening. Stay tuned to Live Asia stream.